Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really plunging into a topic that's reshaped things quite a bit in many developed countries. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the incredible rise of modern gambling, mm-hmm. specifically how online access has just completely transformed it, and you know what that actually means for you, the user, and maybe for society as a whole.
Yeah, the online dimension is key.
Exactly. Now, gambling itself, like, that's not new, right? Casinos, lotteries, betting on sports, they've been around for ages, centuries even.
Oh, absolutely. Part of the landscape for a long time.
But here's where it gets, well, really interesting, I think. What's changed so dramatically, especially in just the last decade or so, is the sheer ease of it all.
The accessibility.
Yes. We're talking anytime, anywhere, on pretty much any device you can think of.
Phone, basically.
Right, your phone. And just to set the scene a bit, in a lot of places, Canada, the UK, Germany, Australia, parts of the U.S. too, gambling isn't just legal.
No, it's big business. Heavily commercialized.
And governments are actually profiting quite a bit from it too.
They are, yeah. Tax revenue, licensing fees.
So our kind of mission today is to unpack this. Not just how these private companies are innovating, like lowering every single barrier to entry they possibly can, but also looking at the, let's say, the less visible costs. The hidden side of all this extreme convenience. That's what we want to explore.
And it's truly remarkable, actually, how these online platforms have made the whole thing so frictionless.
Frictionless, yeah.
It genuinely feels like signing up for, I don't know, Netflix or something. It's that smooth.
Really?
Yeah. Many online casinos now have this ultra-fast registration. You're not filling out endless forms or waiting for confirmation emails anymore. It's often powered by these really sophisticated back-end systems. They use APIs to instantly link up with, say, payment processors, identity verification services.
All happening behind the scenes.
Exactly. Creating this real-time kind of zero-friction environment.
That speed is just... wow. I mean, I've heard some platforms even let you log in with like a single click using your Google account, Apple ID, maybe just your phone number.
That's right. One click, you're in.
That can't be accidental. That's design, surely.
Oh, absolutely not accidental. It's very intentional design. And then you get to the deposits.
Ah, yes.
Gone are the days of, you know, clunky bank transfers or waiting ages for verification. Now, most sites, they support instant deposits. Credit cards, e-wallets like PayPal or Skrill, even crypto sometimes, or just billing it to your mobile phone account.
So again, instant. No waiting.
Instant. But here's where it gets particularly concerning for some. Some casinos are even offering a play now, pay later option.
Oh, wow. Like Klarna for gambling.
Sort of, yeah. And when you think about that feature, it really masks the immediate financial hit, doesn't it?
It totally does.
And that can, well, significantly speed up someone's exposure to risk.
So that kind of convenience, it's not just about being efficient, is it? Mm-hmm. It feels like it's meticulously designed to just compress that whole decision-making process.
Yes.
Shorten the time you have to actually think about it.
Because
when it's that easy to sign up, that easy to put money in, and that easy to start playing,
more people are likely to do it.
And do it more often, probably.
Precisely. And if you sort of build on that and connect it to the bigger picture, this is especially true in countries with really high smartphone use and good internet.
Right.
Think places like Sweden or South Korea, maybe. Mobile gambling has just exploded there.
Because people can do it anywhere.
Literally anywhere. From the back of an Uber, waiting in line for coffee, the old physical barrier of having to go to a casino or a betting shop, that's just evaporated.
Gone.
But it's also more than just fast logins and easy deposits. These platforms have gotten really good at gamification.
Ah, gamification. Using game mechanics.
Yes, borrowing lessons from social media, from video games, you know, things like daily login bonuses.
Yeah, get you coming back every day.
Tiered loyalty programs, maybe even virtual currencies that kind of obscure how much real money you're actually spending.
Right, so it doesn't feel like real money.
It's a whole new level of, let's call it algorithmic nudging, pushing you gently towards certain behaviors.
So beyond making it easy to just start, they're using these clever psychological tricks, really, to keep you hooked, keep you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also thinking about what people sometimes call dark patterns here. You know, those design choices that sort of subtly, almost manipulatively guide users towards things they might not choose otherwise.
Like making it way easier to find the deposit button than the self-exclusion option.
Exactly, that kind of thing.
You've really hit on a critical design aspect there. And this combination, the extreme accessibility plus this sophisticated psychological engineering, that's where those unseen costs really start to creep in.
Yeah.
Because this isn't just about potentially losing money, though that's obviously a big part of it. We're talking about the insidious erosion of mental well-being sometimes.
Right. Stress, anxiety.
Strain family relationships, and in some, you know, more extreme cases, the complete breakdown of someone's personal stability.
That's serious.
It is. There's research, for instance, from the UK Gambling Commission that shows a pretty significant link between the number of betting accounts a person has and their likelihood of developing problem gambling behaviors.
So easier registration directly correlates with higher risk.
That's what the data suggests, yeah. It shows how that seamless facade can mask something much more profound, potentially dangerous.
Which makes you wonder, given how fast this tech is moving, the innovation, these features evolving almost in real time, how are regulators even supposed to keep up?
That's a huge question.
Are the current rules, the frameworks, are they agile enough? Can they actually address things like play now, pay later, or the fact that gambling often crosses borders online? Without real-time data sharing.
It's a massive challenge, you're right. The speed of tech change nearly always outpaces the legislative process.
So they're always playing catch-up?
Often, yes. Trying to implement rules that deal with these new features, these global operations. And think about it. When gambling feels as easy and accessible as, I don't know, checking your Instagram feed.
Yeah, just another app.
The risks just shoot up exponentially. Particularly, perhaps, for younger people who've grown up completely immersed in instant gratification and these hyper-seamless digital worlds.
It normalizes it.
It absolutely normalizes what should really be a considered activity, something you think about before doing.
So, okay, the technology itself is, frankly, impressive. The user experience they've crafted is undeniably smooth.
Technically, yes.
But it forces us to ask some really tough questions, doesn't it? Like, are we actually doing enough to protect vulnerable users in this new landscape? And what responsibility do these companies have when they're deliberately making these games so incredibly easy to get into using all this cutting-edge tech and psychology?
It's the core ethical question, really.
Because the easier it is to gamble, the more people inevitably will. And sure, some will walk away winners, but many others. They might lose a whole lot more than just their money. So our deep dive today has really, I think, pulled back the curtain a bit on an industry that's just perfected this idea of effortless access.
Absolutely.
From those one-click logins we talked about, instant deposits, right through to those, frankly, quite tempting play now, pay later schemes. It's quite a display of user-centric design and tech innovation.
It is remarkable from a tech perspective.
But the critical question that we're kind of left with is this. At what point does this incredibly smooth user experience tip over into becoming a dangerous vulnerability?
Yeah.
Especially for younger people, maybe, growing up in this hyper-digital world we're all in now. This extreme accessibility, it's not just convenient, is it? It really blurs that line between simple entertainment and the very real serious threat of addiction.
It does. It raises these significant, often hidden risks. And you know, building on that thought, the idea that convenience nearly always comes at some kind of cost. Maybe something for you listening to consider is, what other areas of your life might be subtly affected by this push for extreme ease of access?
That's interesting. Beyond gambling.
Yeah, far beyond gambling.
Huh.
What critical questions should we maybe always be asking ourselves when convenience seems to be prioritized above almost everything else? How does this concept play out in, say, how we consume news or how we shop or even how we interact with each other online? It's something worth thinking about, how this drive for seamlessness impacts us everywhere.